All right, 45 after. And so much to get to that we need to cover some of these things. Ben Carson, Michigan's own Ben Carson, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, coming out to defend the president yesterday, saying this president is not racist. This whole idea that he's racist, this whole attempt to label him racist, and everything that he says is racist, racist, racist. Ben Carson said that's nonsense. He said, look at this guy who has done more to help those that are in need in this country than any president in his lifetime, he says. Willing to reach down and try to help people that are struggling, to help people pick themselves up. More jobs in the black community. More jobs in the Hispanic community. More women working today. In fact, more people working today than at any time in the history of the United States. And Ben Carson says that is evidence that this president cares about people. The First Step Act, a prison reform, affects more people of color than anybody else. And Ben Carson says to call this president a racist is just, it's just wrong. All right, so I want to get through some other things here, and I do want to share with you the sound from Senator John Kennedy. I'm going to hold that until the top of hour number two, but I want to get through some other things here because so many things are being said out there on the campaign trail by the Democrats. It's just entertaining to kind of weigh in and see what they're up to. First, we're going to start with Bernie Sanders' campaign manager taking swipes at Kamala Harris because she's starting to nip at his heels, so he's going to swat her away. Hey, we got to say something. Bite number three. Bernie Sanders' campaign manager knocking down Kamala Harris. Bite three. Go.
But what I'm saying is there a way, as Senator Harris seems to think there is, to do this without actually, you know, people who are middle-class Americans, making them pay more?
I mean, without unicorns, magic wands, healthcare is not free. It's like there's doctors, nurses have to be paid. There's hospitals. You have to pay for it. People will be paying less under Medicare for All than they're paying now. And that's the point.
So you think Senator Harris's plan is not realistic?
I do not know how you fund healthcare for everybody in America without paying for it. You have to pay for it.
And there you have it. And as you know, Bernie Sanders has been telling people that healthcare is not free. It'll cost $40 trillion over 10 years, which, by the way, would double the American budget. And if you think you are going to get out of paying for that, you are mistaken. $40 trillion has to come from somewhere. And $40 trillion, I guess that would be a $4 trillion annual tax increase on you, me, and your dog. I mean, how else would you get out of it? In fact, Kamala Harris was asked about how she would pay for her government takeover of health care. Maybe it's $40 trillion. Maybe it's half of that. Maybe it's done. Nobody really knows. It's pie-in-the-sky stuff anyway. But she was asked and pressed on, how do you pay for it? Here was her answer. Bite number five, Kamala Harris telling the world how she would pay for universal health care taken by the government. Bite five.
How do you propose to pay for your version of Medicare for All if it resembles what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Well, part of it is going to have to be about Wall Street paying more. It's going to have to be about looking at how we and what we tax in terms of financial services. That's part of it. But the other part of it is to understand that this is about an investment which will reap a great return on the investment. We can't only look at this issue in terms of cost without thinking about benefit. The benefit to the American public will be that people will have access to health care that right now they cannot afford. And we are all paying a price for that.
So was there an answer in there? It's an investment. We'll have a return on investment. We all pay a price for this or that. What's the price, Senator? Can you share with the rest of us? We're all sitting here with bated breath. Can you share with the rest of us what exactly that price might turn out to be? And the answer, of course, is no. You see, the problem with a government takeover of health care, which is what every single Democrat running for president advocates, except for two that are so far back in the polls, they don't really exist. But of the top five, that being Mayor Pete, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and then Bernie and Biden, they all advocate a government takeover of health care of some sort or another. Of course, Joe Biden says if you like your health care system, you can keep it. You like your doctor, you can keep it. Yeah, you've heard that before. And so you have this whole list of things that are not popular, particularly with the American public, voting public, the incredible takeover by the government of healthcare for everyone. That is wildly unpopular because you have somewhere between 150 and 180 million American homes, families, that have healthcare in place right now and insurance policies in place right now that they like. Bernie Sanders says that'll never be allowed. Kamala Harris says maybe. Joe Biden says, well, you should be able to keep that health care. And so you've got this mishmash, this gobbledygook of government takeovers of health care. And as you know, as these things roll out, you have unintended consequences. You have things that don't work right. And when you have a limited pool and you take millions of people and put it into the pool, including illegal aliens, because every one of these people would include illegal aliens or anyone in the country can come here and have health care for free. So let's say, for the sake of argument, it is just the 11 million people that they say are in the country illegally. Well, that would create another pile of need, therefore more pressure on the system, therefore more tax dollars to you and I. There's no way around this. If you put more people in that need more benefits, the cost of those benefits to the people that actually are paying go up. It's that simple. Supply and demand. You increase the demand by 10, 20, 30, 40, more like 40 million because you take the illegals, you add in the 30 million that don't have it, and the demand goes through the roof. And therefore, your price goes through the roof, and your services go down, and the quality of the service also likely goes down. This is not high science. This is basic stuff, folks. It's Thursday, the 18th of July. Man, it's good to be here in the Steve Gruber Show North Carolina studios today. In a couple of weeks, we'll be in Cincinnati. We have a lot of programming notes for you going forward, plus Detroit on the 30th and 31st. We'll be right back.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council. You don't.